In the name of Allah, most beneficent and most merciful. Our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has drawn Muslims' attention to the hypocrites. According to Ali bin Abu Talib, Rasulullah, peace be upon him, said, I fear no believer or polytheist regarding my ummah, because his faith prevents a believer committing evil. Disbelief also dispatches the polytheist. What actually worries me is glib hypocrite. Because of that, they say things you will like, but those things you will dislike. This is the hadith from Book of Knowledge, Polemics of the Hypocrite, page 512, Tabarani al-Mujam al-Afsal wa al-Mujam al-Sagir. In the hadith, our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, draws Muslims' attention to glib hypocrites. As we know, hypocrites cunningly live among Muslims and portray themselves as such, but who make use of the opportunities provided by them and seeks their own self-interest. Hypocrites who do not in fact believe in Allah but pretend to have a faith will also be present among Hazrat Mahdi, peace on him, community of 313 people. In the same way they behave hypocritically towards our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his people 1400 years ago. So they will use the same cunning strategies to oppose Islam now. They will employ such methods as spreading corruption, strife and disorder, setting Muslims against one another and mocking Muslims in their own eyes in order to strive against Islam. One of the aspects of hypocrites that Allah refers to in the Quran is their way of speaking. Surat al-Munafiqun, verses 4. I seek refuge in Allah from Satan and his companions. When you see them, their outward form appeals to you. And if they speak you, listen to what they say, but they are like propped up planks of wood. They imagine every cry to be against them. They are the enemy, so be aware of them. Allah fight them. How they are perverted. As in the verse, our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, also refers to this aspect of the hypocrites in the hadith. The people in question use their glibness and ready answer against the religion. Not on behalf of Islam, they engage in mocking talk about the religion and religious values, and strive to make people laugh at them by making improper jokes. But in doing this, they are cunningly striving against the Quran and the religion of Allah, and the unbelievers support them in their struggle against Muslims.